All right. Well, welcome to another episode of, well, here's what I think. And I think if I was going to give a topic name to what I'm going to talk about today, I would probably say, well, it's the arts, stupid. And you'll understand once I get into the content here. So, you know, during the time I was mayor and continuing to today, I am constantly asked, what do you think helped create the city that we have today? Was there any one thing or things that you think helped create the vibrant city that St. Pete has become? So here's what I think. I think you could argue that it's the people of this city, the people who grew up here, and those who have moved here and chosen to make St. Pete their home. The people of St. Petersburg are different than those living in so many other cities. And I've had people who recently moved here tell me that. They moved here partly because the people of this community are different than the communities they left. They are, using two words which in some circles, or I guess according to some government officials, are dirty words, they are tolerant and they are diverse. People here in St. Petersburg are friendly. They're willing to offer assistance or give directions. They're welcoming. You can move to this city and, again, unlike a lot of other cities, become as immediately involved in the community as you want to. And here's something else about us burgers. We love this city. I hear Chris Steinacher loves to say that all the time. I love St. Pete. Well, he isn't the only one who does. It's throughout the city. And when I travel to other cities, the people most likely wearing a shirt or a hat with that city's name on it are visitors to that city. Not here. Here, it's us burgers, the residents of this city, who proudly wear the name of the city on their shirts and their hats. And while the people who live, work, and play in a city can impact how it feels, what kind of vibe it has, as amazing as the people of this city are, I don't believe the people alone are what triggered the renaissance this city has experienced. I've heard some say they believe it was the Rays locating here, that being awarded a major league franchise helped put St. Pete on the map, made us a major league city, no pun intended. Again, while I believe having a major league franchise in this city has been impactful, I believe the Rays contributed to the boom, but weren't the primary reason that St. Petersburg is flourishing like it is. That it was the Rays coming here that changed the course of the city. Some have also stated that it's our downtown, highlighted by our waterfront and our magnificent parks, that have been the catalyst of this great city. Now, St. Petersburg has consistently ranked third behind only Vancouver and Chicago for having the largest and best waterfront park system. Unlike so many other cities in Florida and around the country, when you're in downtown St. Petersburg, you have a clear view of the water, unimpeded by buildings. Our forefathers truly left us a gift when they protected our waterfront parks. And I can tell you firsthand, city staff takes great pride in maintaining not only our waterfront parks, but all 137 parks and rec centers sprinkled throughout the city. No question that our amazing waterfront and park system have greatly contributed to our vibe, which I believe has had the most important impact on revitalizing our city. But it's really been the arts. I believe the arts and our cultural amenities have helped shape what St. Petersburg has become. Starting with the Museum of Fine Arts, or MFA, which first opened in 1922. And most people have no clue that that's when that museum first opened. St. Petersburg has become known for the number and quality of its museums. After the MFA, the next museum to have a major and lasting impact on the city was the Dalí Museum. The Dalí first opened its doors in 1982. In a different location than where it is now, but has welcomed almost 450,000 visitors annually. Often forgotten when thinking about and putting together a list of museums is the Florida International Museum. This museum opened its doors in January of 1995 and had exhibits like Treasures of the Tsar, the Titanic, and Splendors of Ancient Egypt. These exhibits brought thousands of visitors to the city, many of whom had never visited prior to coming to see these exhibits. And while this museum closed its door for good in 2008, the city is home to seven other museums: the St. Petersburg Museum of History, the James Museum of Western and Wildlife Art, the Museum of the American Arts and Crafts Movement, the Imagine Museum of Contemporary Glass, the Florida Holocaust Museum, the Chihuly Collection, Great Explorations Children's Museum, and we are going to have an eighth, because opening this spring is Penny Lane, the ultimate Beatles museum, the only Beatles museum in the U.S. The city is also home to what I call two natural museums and one citywide museum. The two natural museums are Sunken Gardens and Boyd Hill Nature Preserve. And how lucky are we to have both of those here in the city. And then there's what I call the citywide museum, which some people have called Shine. It is the dozens of murals that adorn the walls and sides of buildings throughout the city. Many of these murals were created during the annual Shine Mural Festival, which attracts artists from around the world each year. But it isn't just the visual arts that make the city what it is. The city is also known for its performing arts and its performing arts venues and artists and performers. And I'm going to say it in advance, my apologies if I leave out any venue, but we do have some amazing venues like the Mahaffey Theater, the Freefall Theater, the Palladium, American Stage Theater, St. Petersburg City Theater, the Studio at 620, and the newest venue, the Floridian Social. We are also home to Keep St. Pete Lit and several literary festivals. We're home to the St. Petersburg Opera Company. We're also home of the Morian Arts Center, the Morian Center for Clay, the Warehouse Arts District and the Arts Exchange, the Duncan McClellan Gallery, the Fairgrounds St. Pete and the Factory, and many, many other wonderful galleries that are located throughout the city. And oh, by the way, please don't just visit these galleries. Help support our artists by buying their artwork. Your house or your office will thank you for it, and so will the arts community. We're also home, and we're actually working on becoming the permanent home to Florida's 55-year-old and Florida's largest orchestra, the Florida Orchestra, who put on more than 100 concerts annually and have brought in such world-renowned artists as Itzhak Perlman, Yo-Yo Ma, Sting, and most recently, Cynthia Erivo. We are home to the Second Saturday Art Walk, where all of our arts and culture-related venues open their doors and stay open late to welcome both residents and visitors alike. But it's not just the performing arts and the visual arts. We're also a great city for the culinary arts, as we are home to many exceptional restaurants boasting nationally recognized and talented chefs. And I'm not even going to start talking about the hundreds of cultural events which occur throughout the year here in St. Petersburg, many of which occur in our parks. Arts and culture are alive and thriving in this city, and I believe it is our arts and culture scene that have and continue to attract not only visitors to the city, but new residents to the city. So one of my favorite stories occurred while I was mayor. I was attending a literary event at the Hollander Hotel when a couple approached me and asked if I was the mayor. I said, "Well, yes, I am. Is there something I can do to help you?" And the couple smiled and said they were visiting from Michigan, and this was their second visit to St. Pete. I said, "That's fantastic. We're glad to have you here." Well, they went on to say that they enjoyed their first visit so much that they're here for a second time to look for a house because they've decided to move to St. Petersburg. That's a great story, but truthfully, it's not an unusual story here in St. Pete. It's a story that continues to repeat itself over and over again. People visit our city, they experience the arts and culture, They enjoy great food. They meet our wonderful, welcoming community and people. They enjoy our parks and the waterfront. And then they make the decision that, you know what, this is the place that we need to live. So a study of the economic and social impact of the arts and culture on our city revealed that the arts and culture generated $132.5 million of activity in St. Petersburg. Now, here's the really important part. That was just in 2022 alone. More than 2,000 jobs have been created around the arts and culture sector, providing more than $85 million in personal income and more than $26.5 million in tax revenue. So when the question is asked of me, what was it that helped create this amazing city that we are fortunate to call home? I always give the same answer. Arts and culture. That's why I said it's the arts and culture, stupid. That's what it is. And well, that's what I think. So I want to thank you for joining me for another podcast. And I look forward to sharing my thoughts with you again next time. Let me end by saying I hope that you all have a wonderful, safe, and happy holiday season. And may the new year be one which brings us all health, happiness, love, and peace. God bless.